Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we've already heard about relationships today, about the many relationships that make up our lives, the relationships that are our friendship circles, our family circles, our business circles, the relationships that are most intimate to us, and the relationships that God gives us that we are able to share our lives in the world. And we've heard that all of these relationships are wrapped in the idea and the love and the blessings of God. That everything that we understand to be our faith in the world is lived out in these relationships. And that when we proclaim what we believe, when we say that we believe in God, we're not just saying that we believe in something out there somewhere, but we're saying that we believe in something that is manifest right here. Right here as we gather today. Right here as we go from here. Out there in the world as we exist with one another. Friends, family members, business companions, strangers. All of the people that God brings us into contact with. This is how God allows us to see and experience God and know that it is that God that we believe in. Jesus demonstrates this when Jesus himself enters into relationships, relationships with his disciples, relationships with others who come to hear and experience what Jesus is doing, those who Jesus touches and gives new life to, those whom God, Jesus says, stand, rise up, and live again. God comes to us in the flesh and blood that Jesus gives to us as we experience one another and as we experience the blessings of being able to share our lives with each other. Today we hear of how Jesus sees the crowds, and that little word saw in there shouldn't be forgotten, for in the scriptures, in the gospels, those whom Jesus sees are often those who are blessed. Sometimes those that the world doesn't see quite as easily or chooses to turn an eye to. How often have we driven down the road and tried not to see the people on the side of the road, the people that we don't want to be bothered with at that moment? How often have we chosen to see those people, to say, Mom, turn around. We need to go back and see what's up with that person. Jesus sees and enters in and acts, transforming lives, transforming relationships, and giving us in our world what we cannot give ourselves. Today, that comes across as Jesus announces blessing, especially to those who are so often unseen. It's a different kind of blessing than we're used to. A lot of times our world says that those who are blessed are those who receive all of the splendor and the grace and the glory of our world, whether it's money or good looks or status in our community, all of those things that we would strive after, trying to fulfill our lives, trying to give our lives meaning and purpose. This blessing that Jesus announces is a different kind of blessing because it doesn't necessarily come for these people, doesn't necessarily come for us when we're striving after those fortunes of our world, but it comes to the poor. It comes to those who are cast out, who are marginalized, who are ridiculed. It comes to those who are peacemakers. It comes to those who are searching for a place to belong, leaving their homes, leaving their safety, and asking, might we as well be welcome in the midst of the blessings that God has given you? These are the blessings that Jesus announces as Jesus calls out those in our community, those in our midst, those in our very families that are so often forgotten. It's been this way all along, ever since God first spoke to Abraham and said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you the things that you need. I'm going to give you land, and I'm going to give you a family. I'm going to give you a future and a hope. I'm going to give you all of these things. Only these things are going to be given to you so that they can pass through you and bless the rest of the world. Bless those to whom you come in contact. Bless those who see and experience what it is that I have given you. They too will be blessed as you are able to share those things. And then at the very end of scriptures, in the Revelation text, we see that God still intentionally wants to be with humanity. See, one of the misnomers of the book of Revelation is that it's about the end of the world, about the destruction that God will bring upon the world. That's not really it at all, because what we see is that God's deep desire is to come and make God's home here with us in this relationship, in and amongst the relationships that God has established for us. What we see time and time again in the scriptures is that God cannot, God will not be in relationship with us except that we recognize that the blessings of God are for giving away to others. The reason that God blesses us, the reason that God comes to us, is so that God can be a blessing through us, so that God can be the one who is seen through us by the ones in our world who need to know that blessing and that hope. That's what comes through in our Micah text today too. Micah, the prophet of the Old Testament, the prophet that speaks the word of God, relays to us that God is the one who says, oh my people, I have rescued you. I have freed you. I have given you a home and a hope and a future. And yet what have I to see for it? What have you done with the things that I have given you? What have you made of yourselves through the blessings that I have bestowed upon you? It's like that, I think it's Janet Jackson that sings, what have you done for me lately? God says to the people of God, what have you done for me lately? Only it's not that God wants the glory. It's not that God wants to praise God and to give to God sacrifices and offerings, except that God calls us to, through our lives, give that blessing to the ones who are poor, to the ones who are ridiculed and pushed aside, to the ones who wait on the other side of the fence, hoping that maybe there could be a home in the midst of the blessings that we have received. And this isn't just ancient Israel's problem, is it? It's not just something that happened long ago in the Old Testament times, but the tents of the homeless still exist in our communities. The borders of our world are still filled with people who long to have a home where they can be accepted. People who love in maybe different ways than we're used to still long receive the gifts and the blessings of all that we enjoy. People of good faith are made to live in fear because we cannot, it seems, understand one another as fully as we ought. These are the people and the lives and the relationships that continue to exist in our world that God, through God's blessing, calls us to enter into with justice and kindness and humility, recognizing that the relationships that God has given us are the relationships with the ones in our world whom God loves and who, through us, will show that love. That is the blessing that Jesus announces. That is the blessing that Jesus proclaims When Jesus reaches out to the ones who are unseen, and by reaching out to those who are unseen, announces the growing presence of God's kingdom in our world. Growing presence of God's gift and God's blessing for all people. As God wraps God's self around us through our relationships and announces what it is that we then also proclaim that we believe. Thanks be to God for the many blessings that we have received and that we are called to give to the world. Amen.